Should the president have listened earlier? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Speaking on 60 Minutes, former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said that he, along with the majority of President Obama's national security advisors, recommended 2 years ago that Syrian rebels should be armed. He says that might have prevented the rise of ISIS. But he told CBS's Scott Pelley that while he disagreed with the president's decision to hold off, he understood the reasons.
He had a fear that if we started providing weapons, we wouldn't know where those weapons would wind up. My view was you have to begin somewhere.
But CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland, who has worked on the National Security Council staff, taught at West Point, and commanded an artillery battalion in 1991 during Desert Storm, says just because we think we finally figured out who the moderates are, it doesn't eliminate the risk that we might end up arming the wrong people.
Sadly, we can expect, I think, that some of these weapons will in fact fall in the wrong hands. And finally, at least, we're making the assumption that when we train, organize, and equip these so-called moderates, that they're going to fight ISIS, when in reality, the main thing they would like to do is still overthrow President Assad.
So since the risk is still there, what's changed in the last 2 years? Well, the public opinion polls, that's what. 2 years ago, Americans wanted no part of this fight. But the military success of ISIS and those gruesome videos have now convinced a majority of Americans to let the weapons flow, even though most of us still have no inkling of the real intentions of the fighters who'll be getting them. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.